Welcome back. So I'm going to lead you through a meditation that will be perhaps helpful in relaxing. And it will also be helpful in training our response to the sense of touch. So the world of touch sensations is really one of the best places for us to be able to see the difference between what's actually arising and what we're making of it, our interpretation. So if we have a painful sensation, are we with it just in the present moment, or do we project it into the future? What's this going to feel like tomorrow? What's it going to feel like next month? Are we adding this interpretation or a judgment? Perhaps a judgment on our own self-image. I'm bad, I'm weak, I'm wrong, I'm defeated because of this pain. And then is the whole rest of your body tightening up as a way to reject it? And then, too, with pleasant sensations, can we be with it and enjoy it just in this moment? Or are we anxious about the fact that it might go away? Or are we comparing it to our idea of what we should actually be happening, our expectation of what should be happening? And then if it's neutral, if it's a neutral sensation, are we oblivious to it? Are we unaware of it? Do we feel numb or perhaps bored? And can we notice any of these reactions, any of these interpretations, and gently let go and bring our attention back to the actual sensation, the actual direct experience? Okay, so get comfortable, feet on the floor, hands in your lap or on your thighs, and then close your eyes. If you wish, you can also keep your eyes open, gently gazing forward on a single point. Bring your attention to your hands. You might notice the feeling of pressure, of sensation, pulsing or throbbing. You might notice that it's warm or cool. And you don't have to name these things. Just simply feel them. You may notice that the sensations are constantly changing. That feelings of pressure or vibration, warmth, cool, that everything's constantly arising and passing away. It's shifting, moving, changing. And again, you don't need to name these. Just simply feel them. Now bring your attention to the soles of your feet and go through the same thing. Can you simply be with the direct sensations that you're actually experiencing? Can you watch them in flux, changing? No need to name them, just feel them. And if you observe your mind attaching or pushing away, or placing any kind of judgment, simply notice. And then see if you can release that and return the attention back to your direct experience in the present moment. Now bring your attention to the most predominant sensation that you feel in your body, whether it's pleasant or painful. See if you can notice the direct sensations. If it's painful, maybe it's actually moments of twisting, burning, or pressure. None of these might feel good, but if we're watching these sensations rather than a seemingly unchanging experience of pain, then we're watching change. We're watching something in flux. Something right now. And this is similar with pleasant sensations. If we can allow our attention to be relaxed, open, and directly experiencing the present sensations, moving, coming, going, then we can be truly present, creating space to directly experience the sensations of right now. If there's another sensation in your body that's drawing your attention, go there. Observe it in the same way. Perhaps as you observe it, it grows stronger or weaker. Or maybe it even appears to stay the same. But with this keenness of attention, of direct experience, we begin to observe the process. And perhaps this gives us an ability to find freedom in whatever is arising and passing away. We become aware of it, we connect to it, and perhaps learn from it. We're not fighting it or getting lost in it. And when you have another sensation that draws your attention, go there. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. See if you can bring this mindfulness into your daily life.